Hello, and welcome to yet another edition of What Just Happened. I am once again joined by Megan Sutcliffe, one of our analysts on the Middle East and Africa desk. And today we are discussing Iran and Israel's shadow war, which is increasingly coming out of the shadows. So, Megan, what just happened?
Good morning, Sydney. So at about 4 a.m. on the 19th of April, Iran activated its air defenses in a central and also a northwestern city. Subsequently, Iranian state or state-aligned media stated that they had intercepted several small drones in the vicinity of the central city of Isfahan and the northwestern city of Tabriz, but that these incursions did not result in any damage, particularly to any air bases in the region. We then received reports that unnamed US but also Israeli officials cited in a variety of media outlets that this strike had been conducted by Israel. Although Israel has not commented on this incident, and we've yet to see official statements from any of the involved parties related to the intended targeting of these attacks, taking all these statements together, we assess that this was likely an Israeli airstrike in Iran that targeted Air Force bases, almost certainly outside of Isfahan and likely outside of Tabriz. This does not appear to have resulted in significant damage on either airbase, and we do not see any information at present that indicates that these attacks targeted nuclear facilities. However, as a direct strike from Israel, this is certainly significant.
Right, so we have a strike on Iran by Israel. But Megan, could you tell us, why did this happen?
Absolutely, Sydney. This direct strike follows Iran's strike and launch of over 300 drones and missiles towards Israel on the 14th of April. In fact, we recorded a What Just Happened on this a few days ago, and I highly recommend giving it a listen. At the same time as we saw this, we also saw strikes likely conducted by Israel in Iraq and in Syria. And this certainly chimes with our assessment from our last episode that Israel would likely escalate attacks on Iranian proxies in the region following the launching of the drones and the missiles. But I'm interested to ask, Signe, given how significant this is in terms of direct engagement, what has the reaction been from Israel's primary security partner, the United States?
So far, Megan, the Biden administration has largely sought to distance itself from the Israeli attack. One official reportedly stated, "We were not involved," while another commented that the U.S. does not endorse the response. Nonetheless, the U.S. confirms that it had been notified before the strike went forward. So that has been the administration's response thus far. However, it is barely morning in Washington, D.C. as we record this, so I'm certain that there will be further commentary from the administration as the day rolls forward. It is also worth noting that just yesterday, on April 18th, the UK and US issued a wave of sanctions against Iran following its attack against Israel over the weekend. The Treasury Department specified that 16 individuals and two entities have been sanctioned due to their efforts to enable Iranian UAV production. Five other entities in several jurisdictions were designated for providing components to or purchasing products from Khuzestan Steel Company, which is an Iranian steel manufacturer. Additionally, the Commerce Department also moved to restrict Iran's access to low-level technology by expanding the list of things that require a license for export to Iran. So Megan, what are our next steps here?
So far, Iran has not directly accused Israel of conducting the strike, and this is a bit of a contrast. Usually, with previous incidents that have involved Israel, Iran has almost immediately accused Israel of conducting strikes or hostile activity. This is exactly what we saw after Israel allegedly targeted the Iranian consulate compound in Damascus on the 1st of April. The fact that we haven't seen that yet, and that Iran says that it continues to investigate who conducted these particular drone incursions without referring to them as a strike, this would indicate that we're not heading for an immediate, significant, or irretractable regional escalation at present. We're assessing on our team that an immediate Iranian counterstrike remains unlikely, and that there is a concerted effort by both parties to draw a line under this most recent interaction. We also assess that, particularly before or during the upcoming Passover period, further strikes from Israel on Iran are also unlikely. Rather, a more likely scenario is that we see Israel increasing strikes on Iranian proxies, particularly in Lebanon and Syria, as well as potentially expanding those strikes to proxies in Iraq and the Houthis in Yemen. The response to this will likely be in kind. We're unlikely to see Iran directly entering these particular interactions, and rather we'll see responses from those particular militants. Increasing strikes and increasing hostilities, of course, will intensify those physical security, but also bystander risks throughout the region. And with particular reference to the Houthis, there's a realistic possibility that we'll see an expansion or intensification of strikes on commercial shipping lanes through the Red Sea, including on commercial vessels, but also on coalition vessels that have been deployed there since December. That being said, though, there's also a realistic possibility that this represents both Israel and Iran establishing essentially what is a new baseline for acceptable levels of direct engagement, essentially with both sides drawing up much clearer red lines in the shadow war that's been going on essentially for decades. Therefore, it is also possible that we will see Iran carrying out further retaliatory measures over the coming weeks. For example, drone incursions without the intention of hitting specific locations, or further hijacking of ships in proximate waters. Conversely, there is also a realistic possibility of Israel, after the Passover period, conducting limited strikes on Iran in certain ways that can be plausibly denied, or that will not invoke a significant escalation. Should Israel choose that path, then obviously risks of miscalculation and irretractable escalation will get higher and higher, and so they will probably lose support from key allies like the United States the closer that they toe this line. Therefore, our assessment on the team is that while these risks are there, I'm more inclined to state that we are going to see a reversion now to the dynamics that we saw before the 1st of April. So Iran pressuring Israel indirectly through elevated proxy activity, increasing the funding, but also the weapon supplies to proxies such as Lebanese Hezbollah, the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, and the Houthis, and Israel primarily focusing operations on those particular proxies in order to address the physical security threats that exist on these borders.
So, Megan, if we're going back to the precedent before the 1st of April, I think the interesting question that myself and my desk will certainly be watching is, how will the U.S. engage moving forward after these direct strikes that both now Iran and Israel have taken against each other? Will there be a new precedent for U.S. involvement, or will the dynamic be fundamentally shifted?
Absolutely, Sydney. And myself and all my MENAC colleagues will really be looking forward to working on our strategic risk forecast for the region and looking at broader Iranian engagement with both Israel and the United States. Thank you for joining us for today's episode of What Just Happened. You can find all episodes of What Just Happened on your favorite podcast provider. And please do check out the show notes to find links to all of our social media profiles, where you can find updates on all of these situations as they develop. Until next time.